Live Friday edition. Hour number three, we're kicking it off. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about schools sometime this hour, but first, I promised a few interesting statistics. Now, of course, last night, Mark, as you pointed out, statistics are usually questionable at best, but nonetheless, they are still interesting. And so I wanted to talk about the new liquids ban in the airports, because this is the newest security crackdown. As you know, last month, there was the so-called foiled terror plot over in Britain, which, of course, there have been plenty of holes punched in at this point.
Lots of stories told about that one, and it's I'm not exactly sure that it was, in fact, a foiled terror plot.
But they used it as an excuse to increase security, so-called, in the airports.
Now we can't have toenail clippers, and we can't have bottled water. We're safe!
Right.
Safe!
They've banned all liquids and gels, and it just seemed ludicrous. I mean, looking at it from the outside, it seems just absolutely nuts to us. I don't think we've heard from anybody that supports the idea. They must be out there, as this poll will show. 1-800-259-9231 if you do think that banning liquids from airports is a good idea. But according to Gallup, most Americans...
Actually, it doesn't matter what the hell you think about banning liquids. The government's going to do what the heck they want to do.
Yes, they are. But the reason why they're getting away with it is because most people think it's okay.
They just think that the government can do whatever the government wants to do, and they're smarter and wiser than we are. But the American people are the government, and they should be asking the question, why can't we bring liquids on airplanes?
They're not.
They're not asking that question, because then some press agency would get out there and say, hey, look, whatever it is that they're talking about, hydrogen cyanide or whatever reason it is that we can't have liquids, it can't be done. It's
yeah,
a
sure.
fat lie.
CNN could do an expose on that if they wanted
to. It's just ridiculous.
But they don't. Most Americans appear content to accept the array of airline security measures put in place after 9/11 as the new normal in air travel. According to a recent USA Today Gallup poll, 3 in 4 Americans consider today's airline security measures to be an effective part of the government's overall anti-terrorism strategy, even though we read a poll last night that essentially said that they didn't feel any safer. So it's effective, but they don't feel safer. I mean, it's very confusing. But nonetheless, this is a significant statistic. 75%. 75% of Americans, essentially, 3 out of 4,
yeah,
saying it's okay. No problem. Nearly as many believe the measures are here to stay. Just over half of Americans would favor...
I'm sort of that opinion.
Here's a more scary statistic. Just over half of Americans would favor new policies requiring Arab passengers to undergo intensive security checks, but most would oppose banning all carry-on baggage. Now, it's disturbing enough to hear that Americans think that Arabs should be singled out. How do you identify whether or not somebody is an Arab? I think the only way you'd be able to do that is by the color of their skin, in which case you'd be catching...
Last name, maybe.
There could be non-Arabic-sounding last names, I suppose.
I'm sure they're out there somewhere.
And also, if you're looking at the color of someone's skin, then you're going to be catching up all kinds of different people that aren't Arabs into your little dragnet. And what about the Arabs that are white-looking? There must be some of them out there as well.
That have non-Arab names.
But the idea is nuts, and of course it's very un-American and frightening. And the idea that, over 50% of Americans think that that's a good idea, but most would have opposed banning all carry-on luggage. Now, I think it's one thing to ask an American, well, how do you feel about banning all carry-on luggage? I oppose it! But I bet you if they actually instituted that that particular policy, as a month goes by or 2 months go by, they do another poll, and most Americans would say 3 in 4 consider today's American security measures to be A-OK. So they're saying they would oppose it, but we all know that they wouldn't actually do anything to oppose it. That's just what they're saying. They're just saying they wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it if I couldn't carry a carry-on bag. But if they actually did pass some sort of regulation that said you can't carry carry-on bags, nobody would say anything about it. They just keep quiet, bend over, and continue doing everything it is the government asks them to.
And the funny thing is they were more, according to the statistics, they wanted to see Arabs shaken down more heavily,
mm-hmm,
but they didn't want to see carry-on bags banned entirely.
That's correct.
So they were more than willing to throw someone else
under the bus
to the wolves,
yep,
whereas they didn't want to give up any more of their freedoms than they already had.
Mm-hmm. The views of frequent air travelers are generally not much different from those of infrequent travelers on these issues, or even from the views of those who have not flown in the past year. While Americans can debate the merits of potential new air travel restrictions, they doubt the current rules will ever be relaxed or eliminated. According to the survey, 7 in 10 believe terrorism has permanently changed the rules for how Americans fly. It wasn't terrorism that changed the rules. It was the government that changed the rules. And they used terrorism as an excuse. Asked about 4 possible measures that could be implemented to further increase airport security, Americans perceive that both stricter background checks for airport workers and stricter screening of checked luggage would be highly effective security procedures. Americans are much less likely to say that intensive screening of Arabs, 37%, or prohibiting all carry-on luggage, 32%, would be very effective, but most say each of these would be at least somewhat effective. Next, please tell me how each effect of the following security procedures would be as a means of preventing terrorist attacks in the United States. 67% say conducting stricter background checks for airport workers would be very effective. Running all checked luggage through metal detectors and other screening devices, 66% say very effective. How long is that going to take? 37% say requiring Arabs to undergo special security. 32% for banning all carry-ons. Last month, U.S. government quickly instituted a new carry-on ban on nearly all liquids, lotions, and gels. Americans apparently have embraced this ban, with 70% saying it was an appropriate response. 68% of frequent flyers agree. So Americans just agreeing, just thinking this whole security thing's just a great idea. Apparently it hasn't inconvenienced them too much yet. And at what point will it inconvenience you too much? I mean, if they keep incrementally increasing the amount of security, if they keep incrementally increasing the amount of time that you have to spend in security at the airports, is it going to be like the frog in boiling water effect, to where we're never really going to pay that much attention to it until one day they're asking us to leave 5 hours early to arrive at the airport?
Well, you know, if all they're going to do is run the airlines out of business.
Then what's going to happen? Then is the state going to take over? Are we going to be like China at that point, when the airlines go out of business because they can't turn a profit?
We're already subsidizing them.
I understand that. But when they go out of business because they can't turn a profit at all and fire all their employees, is the government going to step up because of the consumer demand and say, well, it's clear that this free market thing just doesn't work. It's clear this free market in air travel just not going to happen, so we're going to step in, buy all these old planes, and take care of all of this. Because China does it. Why shouldn't the United States government do it?
Bigger the better.
No,
they've
it's not
good.
They've
done such a great job with Amtrak. God knows.
No, it's not good. In fact, I would be frightened to death of flying on a government airplane. In fact, if the government was running the airline industry, if the government was the only air travel provider in America, I would never fly. Never. And I'm close to the point of not flying at all now with all these security restrictions and regulations.
These don't stop me. I'm just going to get through them.
It hasn't stopped me either. I mean, we travel twice a year to radio conventions to promote Free Talk Live, and it hasn't stopped us yet. But I got to tell you, Mark, if it was the government that was handling this, I wouldn't even trust the airplanes themselves. I mean, imagine government bureaucrats doing airplane inspections, checking the parts to make sure they work correctly. No, not interested in flying that airline. I'm not interested in having the landing gear fall out 3,000 feet in the air. No thanks.
Doesn't sound very interesting to me.
No, but the American people just, I mean, wow. Air travelers can often be heard griping about policies that subject those who are unlikely to be terrorists, such as children and grandmothers, to intensive searching and shoe removal. However, when asked to name an existing security measure that they think should be discontinued because it's not effective, only 20% of Americans can do so. Chief among those named are the ban on carry-on liquids, which 6% named, random searches of all citizens, 6%, and intensive screening of shoes, 4%. However, 70% of Americans would not suspend any security measures. 7 out of 10 of the people that you know, 7 out of 10 average Americans, are totally cool with the security at airports. What's it going to take to change this?
I'm not surprised at those numbers.
This is really bad. And it does not bode well for the future of freedom in America. More on the way, and the schools. We're getting into that. It's bad. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. You can edit the wiki just like everyone else can. See, everyone has an equal access to the wiki, and over 800 pages have been created by you guys. All of the content on the wiki is listener-created. In fact, you can go in and edit things, add to it, change it around, and again, so can everyone else. Wiki.freetalklive.com. It is free, like the rest of our website. at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. This from Hammer of Truth. Mike Nelson says, reporting on a couple of different articles with two different, slightly different perspectives. From Fort Worth, Texas, police say a school monitor and a Fort Worth police officer who's assigned to the school saw a group of males near the rear of campus. According to police, when the people in the group saw the officer approaching, they became irate. When the officer tried to detain one of the suspects, the rest of the group jumped the officer and the school monitor.
Oh, my God.
During the struggle, a shot was fired and hit a 16-year-old boy.
Police had a gun.
Police say it's not clear whether the shot came from the officer's gun or from another gun.
Why did the officer have a gun? Is this a school resource officer?
Apparently, yes, it was.
Why are school resource officers carrying guns?
Well, in case someone has a gun on campus. Doesn't that make sense?
I don't
if you're going to have a police officer on campus, you probably should have a gun. I'm not saying I support the idea of government schools at all, but I mean, it's a cop, right? They come with guns. Anyway, Mike Nelson points out that it's strange that this one article says that, quote, a shot was fired. It's not clear whether the shot came from the officer's gun or from another gun because a completely different news source has this to say about the story. Quote, Texas police say an officer shot and wounded a 16-year-old boy at a high school today in Fort Worth. The boy was taken to an area hospital after the shooting, and a police spokesperson declined to answer additional questions. As Mike Nelson puts it, looks to me like somebody forgot to insert the official police propaganda into their story. I'm as curious as to why they didn't bother to get the other side's version. And then he points out that if you still have children in the public meat grinder, you may want to consider getting them the hell out, which isn't such a bad idea after all. I mean, these guys weren't doing anything. The kids were just in a group.
Yeah.
They were standing together.
Males standing together.
I don't know. We don't know the details as far as what happened, why there was a struggle, why the kids supposedly jumped these people. I don't know if I believe that up front. It would seem kind of insane to jump an armed police officer, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I guess I can see scenarios where it might happen.
I suppose.
I mean, if somebody grabs somebody and says, come on, kid, you're all getting out of here. And then somebody says, hey, put him down. What are you doing? Stop touching him, or, you know, something like that. And then, you know, then that guy gets grabbed, and then pretty soon everybody's grabbing everybody, and there's a tussle.
Mm, and then somebody gets shot.
Apparently.
Can you imagine that? Your son is shot at school because he was nearby or involved in a struggle with a police officer. I don't know. It's just a sad story. But there's more in the school world, and you've got something about Bibles in schools. Everyone wants Bibles in schools.
You will not believe this one.
They love it. The Christians, the fundamentalist Christians have been out there pounding the pulpit for years about how it's time to get the Bible back into schools. And apparently one school has been successful.
From the AP, Jeff Douglas, a federal judge ordered a small-town school to suspend a program that gives away free Bibles to students, saying it improperly promotes Christianity. The U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Perry had scolded school officials for continuing the program after warnings that it violated the Constitution. South Iron Elementary in Annapolis, a town of 300 in southeastern Missouri, has quietly allowed Gideon's International to hand out Bibles to fifth graders for years.
Wow.
After concerns...
Get them while they're young.
Yep. I don't know. The question I've got with this is, what if they were handing out Korans? How about Kama Sutras? How about copies of Dianetics? Let's let the Scientologists come in and give away L. Ron Hubbard's book.
I don't think they'd like that too
No,
much.
They wouldn't. I mean, these people are just... Why? What gives you the gall to do such a thing?
Well, they're the school, and they can do what they
no,
want.
No, it's not the school. It's this guy that just thinks that, you know, it's one or two people there that just think their religion is just the right one, and we should...
One or two people in administration.
Whatever it takes, we're going to push this forward. We don't care about what people's rights are. We don't care what people are paying for. We don't care about anything.
We don't care about the rules because apparently I don't think that that's a. I don't think that there's anything that actually allows that sort of behavior at government-run
no,
schools.
Absolutely not.
So they were just doing what they wanted to do, right? And now a judge has ordered them to stop. Did I understand correctly?
That's correct. Let's see. After concerns were raised last year, the then superintendent consulted with the district attorneys and insurance company and recommended that the handouts stop, but the school board voted to continue them.
Oh, was it the school board that decided?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a few people, and that's not necessarily...
Of course, it's a town of 300.
Right. I mean, that's not necessarily... 300. Can you imagine school board?
Yeah.
How many people... It's everybody's got an elected position in this town, right? 300. Acting on behalf of two sets of parents from the district, the American Civil Liberties Union sued in February in federal courts in St. Louis. The defendants were repeatedly told their actions violated the Constitution, but they chose not to heed those cautions, Perry wrote in the preliminary injunction Wednesday. A final ruling is not expected for months. Eastern Missouri ACLU legal director, whatever, said the injunction was a victory for parents who want to direct the religious upbringing of their children without interference from public schools.
Absolutely. However, I got to say that the parents who brought these lawsuits, the parents who went to the ACLU, they've got a lot of huevos. I mean, can you imagine?
You're living in that town.
Yeah, you're living in a town of 300
mm-hmm.
in eastern Missouri. And the town is the type of town where the people who are in charge are of a religious nature. And they have a little Bible distribution program going on, which obviously has the blessing of a lot of people, right? Because, I mean, their kids are coming home with Bibles. Parents haven't been objecting up until this point. Now you've got two pairs of parents that want to come out and fight this. It seems to me like there's going to be some ostracism going on in town. It seems to me like in a town that small, they might face a little bit of hatred from some of these so-called Christians. I got to hand it to them. I mean, way to go. Good for you for having the courage to actually come out and stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah, I have to agree, but I don't know. It should be interesting to see how it all plays out. Eric Stanley, an attorney from the Liberty Council, part of Jerry Falwell's Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, which represented the school district, called the ruling unconstitutional and said it would continue to fight the case.
Oh, my. Well, anybody can throw the word liberty in front of their name, huh?
Yeah. Gideon's, based in Nashville, Tennessee, distributes more than 63 million pocket-sized Bibles each year in hotels, prisons, hospitals, schools worldwide. According to the organization's website, a spokesman for the organization declined to comment. And not that the Gideons really are. I mean, they're going to give away. Gideons are going to give away Bibles wherever you let them. And as far as I'm concerned, the Gideons are doing what the Gideons are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Gideons give away Bibles.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Do they do anything else?
No, that's their ministry. Their ministry is giving away Bibles. They collect money from people, and they give away Bibles.
Got it.
And as far as I'm concerned, if you're a Christian, what better ministry is there? There's no interpretation to it. You just give the Bible to people.
There you go. 800-259-9231. Of course, the obvious question is not whether or not Bibles should be in government schools, but whether government should be in school at all. In fact, you've got an email that addresses that. Coming up, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about schools and some of the crazy stuff that goes on in government schools. And you've got an email, Mark, about whether or not, I guess, the government should be involved in schools.
It's sent in by Jipperly, and I think, you know, he makes a point here. I don't know what I think about it all, but I know, of course, where you're going to fall on it. Jipperly writes, "While I do agree that education would be far better done privately, an argument made by Dr. Benjamin Rush in 1786 is education is favorable to liberty. Liberty can only exist in a society of knowledge. Without learning, men are incapable of knowing their rights. And where learning is confined to a few people, liberty can be neither equal nor universal."
Uh-huh.
You get the argument?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't hear an argument there, though. He's just talking about how education is critical to liberty.
Education is critical to liberty. Certainly, it can be argued that forcing a school system... This is Jipperly writing. Certainly, mm-hmm. It can be argued that forcing a school system on the people and forcing them to pay for it is not liberty. But couldn't it be equally argued, using Dr. Rush's arguments, that freedom requires an education?
Okay. Does that it doesn't follow, I don't think. I don't think it follows that if freedom requires an education, that education is required to be forced on others.
I
don't even think it's an argument for government education.
Counterintuitive. More importantly, I see the point that he's making here. I say more importantly, counterintuitive to think that the government is going to educate people in the aspects of liberty.
Great point.
We can see the evidence in
fact
to the contrary.
Right.
That the government creates little mindless employees, essentially.
That's
not,
right.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't
that was the goal of the education system.
Yep. It doesn't foster free enterprise. It
doesn't talk about entrepreneurship.
It doesn't talk about concepts of liberty, period.
Yeah. They brush over the Bill of Rights, the Constitution.
Really do. They really do.
And they don't talk about the free market. And if they do, they talk about how it's got market failure. And they just there's socialist economics being taught there.
So I would say that...
and there's out-and-out lies being taught about government as well.
Freedom does require an education. And if you care about freedom, you'll make sure you educate your kids regarding it.
Yeah. There's no argument in there for government school. He's just making points about why it's important to be educated. And it is. And I agree that if you aren't educated, and I got to say that my real education has come after high school. School got me to the point of where I could read stuff and do some mathematics as well. But
I can't do the mathematics I did in school. I mean, I don't even,
I don't even know
what A squared, B squared, C squared even really has much to do with anymore.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared Pythagorean
right.
theorem.
Right. I don't even know that. That's right. You're 10 years closer to high school than
I am. Yeah, that's right.
than I am.
And really, I don't know much else above, I mean, basic algebra. What's the point? Yeah, there's no need for it. So I absolutely agree. You got to be educated, in which case, if we want our kids to be educated, we need to leave it up to the marketplace to decide these things. I was on Gardner Goldsmith's show today, Against the Grain, here in New Hampshire.
Where are you now?
I guest host with him for a half an hour every Friday afternoon, just for fun.
Okay.
And some guy called in, and he couldn't understand why it is that we were against taxes for schools. He couldn't understand. He says, well, I'm retired, and I don't have kids in school, but I want to be taxed to send my the people down the streets, kids, to school. And I said, okay.
Can't you just pay to send the kids, kids down the street to school?
Why do we have to have taxes involved? If you want to help the guy down the street, why can't you just go down there, give him a few $100, and help send his kid to school? Why do we need to get a government bureaucracy in between the two of you?
And
they're just going to siphon money right off of the top of what you want to contribute. You'll be able to contribute more.
And they're going
to
create inefficient schools that don't do what you want them to do. They're going to educate the kids in a fashion that you find reprehensible.
Unfortunately, the government education system has cranked out a bunch of uneducated buffoons. I mean, that has been the result of the government system. In fact, the creation of the government system was specifically to create good little job worker type people. People that didn't really question the boxes they've been put in. People that just get up, go to work, come home, drink some beer, go to sleep, go to work the next day. People you can count on to never question their situation. People you can count on to not even understand what the term paradigm means, let alone possibly change their paradigm. And so they're brought into the two-party system. Remember, we talked a while back about one of our emailers sent us some excerpts from a test that he'd been given about what you did was you took the test in this government class, and the test determined whether or not you should be a Republican or a Democrat. Once again, telling the kids that these are your only choices.
Right.
These are your only options. You must be one or the other. And, of course, once they get out of school, they've adhered to this government one side or the other philosophy, then they become more galvanized in it, and then they do just insane things like this woman, June Griffin, from Chattanoogan.com. Conservative political activist June Griffin has been arrested for the theft of a Mexican flag from a Dayton business. The 67-year-old Ms. Griffin,
she stole a Mexican flag?
Yes, who ran for Congress in the recent election, is facing misdemeanor charges of theft, vandalism, and harassment, and felony charges of civil rights violations. Ms. Griffin, who said it's the first time she's ever been arrested, posted her $5,000 bond. She said on July 18th she had noticed a small Mexican flag at a Hispanic grocery in the former Rogers drugstore. She stated, quote, I went in and there was nothing English in the store. There was one man who could not speak a word of English. She said she was outraged about the Mexican flag, saying it was an act of war and it insulted my citizenship. Miss Griffin said as the Hispanic man watched, she tore off the flag from where it was suctioned to the building and left with it. She said, foreigners should learn English or leave.
What's that have to do with the flag?
It's offensive, insulting my citizenship. That's what it has to do with it.
She didn't have
and I'm
going to
steal it.
She didn't have to go in the store in order to be insulted.
I'm going
to
set the store on fire. Because I'm insulted.
She could probably be offended if she happened to follow me into the bathroom one day. That could probably be offensive to her. The fact is, she went in this person's business specifically in order to be offended. And
yeah.
I can't protect your right not to be offended. Not that you have a right.
You go into a Hispanic store.
If you walk into the store specifically in order to be offended,
you're
just a jerk.
Ms. Griffin, who said she'll represent herself in court, says it was done openly and was not a theft. What? Does she think that it's not theft? She thinks it's theft only if you do it surreptitiously.
Right. What if
only
I came and clobbered her over the head with a stick and took her purse right in the middle of the street? Would it then not be theft because it was done
openly?
That
would be robbery, I think.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
But what if I just ripped the shirt of
apparently she doesn't think that's
purse
off
theft. Of her arm?
Nope, that's not theft, according to her definition.
Apparently not. I'll bet she'll think it's theft once somebody takes her purse.
Yeah, I think somebody should do that, just to make a point to her. She said she later...
hurt her. She's 67. She'd fall over or something.
She says she later returned the Mexican flag to a police officer. She said a much larger Mexican flag was later put in its place, but she said it's no longer there. Great. She said she'd been to local governments trying without success to get them to ban all but American flags. This woman is just despicable.
But she's got nothing better to do.
Miss Griffin said the operator of the Days Inn, quote, flew a British flag on all days of all days July 4th. She says she went up to.
They probably flew it every day, and happened to be on July 4th.
It is
customary for hotels to fly the flag of people staying in the hotel.
Listen to this woman. She is so nuts. She said afterwards, quote, the British flag was torn up in a storm, but the Tennessee and American flag were spared. I took it to be an act of God.
Dear God, she'd make anything an act of God.
At least some of the xenophobes are being consistent in their xenophobia. I'll give the woman credit for that. At least she doesn't just hate Mexicans. She also hates anybody else with a flag besides America.
Anybody who might propose to fly a flag that's not American on American soil.
She also said she was not harassing when she called the grocery store owners to ask them to take down the larger flag, and she denied being guilty of vandalism, denying that she damaged a hinge when she took the flag. She's due in court on Friday. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show's Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Just enough time to slip you in. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, whether it be the bulletin board system, the archives, the wiki, everything on our site is totally free. And we do ask for voluntary contributions from you via the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, see how over 285 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. That's right, less than the price of a cup of coffee, less than the price of so many things these days. I mean, what can you get for, there's really not much you can get for under $3 these days in America.
Not much of lasting value.
As inflation continues to eat away your dollar's value, but you can send it our way, and you will get something in the long run. You'll get the satisfaction of knowing that you helped spread the message of freedom and liberty to new people. Because that's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. That's one of the perks. I mean, first and foremost, Free Talk Live is about entertaining people, keeping people listening to the radio for as long as they possibly can. But in there, in that entertainment, there's value. There's value in that people are going to come across the message of freedom and liberty. And we've had it happen over and over again. People emailing us saying, oh my gosh, well, like Wayne that emailed us earlier tonight, saying we saved him years of time having to sort of discover slowly on his own liberty, sort of discovering it from a book here and a book there. We just sum it all up and squeeze it all into a nice three-hour radio package and make it easy for people. Make it easy for people that don't have time to read the scholarly works on liberty, that are too busy for those sorts of things. So if you support the idea of spreading the message of freedom, you should go to amp.freetalklive.com, become an amplifier. Hey, you get some perks as well, like classic archives. You get that. You get some access to the amplifier-only forums, amplifier-only phone lines as well. All the details there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. So, speaking of other radio shows, the ones that charge you for their websites,
mm-hmm.
One of them is Rush Limbaugh. You
yes.
know him.
He's the big guy on the block.
He's the big number one top radio show. I mean, he's heads and above Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's number two. Limbaugh has 2 to 3 times the audience of Sean Hannity.
2 times, I believe.
Well, Lawrence Vance at lourockwell.com. It's commenting on one of Limbaugh's recent escapades on the radio. Defenders of Bush and his war of aggression in Iraq are getting desperate, and especially their self-appointed leaders. You can tell by the ridiculous arguments that they're beginning to use. One of the biggest apologists for Bush and the Republican Party is the self-proclaimed Doctor of Democracy, Rush Limbaugh. He'll
just say anything.
Not only does he believe that the U.S. military in Afghanistan is doing the Lord's work over here, he's also an outspoken supporter of the war in Iraq. In Limbaugh's mind, opponents of the war in Iraq are all leftists. He apparently has little regard for the First Amendment when Republicans are in power.
He called us leftists.
Mm-hmm, yes, he did.
Yeah.
For he recently told dissenters, when our nation is at war, your duty is to support it, not offer your precious little opinion. On his August 23rd radio talk show, Limbaugh used the most preposterous argument to date in defense of the war in Iraq. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Now, the number of highway deaths in this country, 43,443 in 2005, is 40 to 50 times our troop losses in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Well, 10 or 20 times at least. And a whole lot more deaths per month than any civil war in Iraq. If there was or is a civil war in Iraq. I don't know whatever happened to if it bleeds, it leads, but there's a whole lot more bleeding on our highways than in the war zone in Iraq out there, and a whole lot more dying going on in the American highway system than there is in this so-called civil war in Iraq. I don't hear a word from John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, or John Murtha. This is something Rush Limbaugh loves to do. Like all political talk show hosts that want to be like Rush, is just drop name after name after name. I mean, I don't know who John Murtha is.
John
I don't
Murtha's
know
a Democratic
who,
senator.
Well, whatever.
He's a representative.
I mean, I don't know who these guys are, and I sort of pay attention to some political stuff. The average person? Who? What? They might know John Kerry. Anyway, he continues to drop names. Joe Biden or Howard Dean. For every Cindy Sheehan, there are 40 to 50 mothers who have suffered far worse heartbreak. Cindy's son gave his life for his country, not for going to the drugstore. In fact, the roadway deaths is at the highest level in 15 years. 43,443.
What does that have to do with anything?
43,443 Americans every year, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here turning ourselves into rags, pretzelizing ourselves into contortions over the combat deaths in Iraq, regardless and mindless of the heroic mission that is taking place.
Then would he support legislation that tries to do away with these 43,000 deaths of the year? I don't think he would. He wouldn't want to stifle the automakers in how they would handle these, in how the legislators would handle these situations.
Well, as Vance points out, this is lunacy in broadcasting. I think Rush's Viagra and OxyContin are having a severe drug interaction. The highway deaths argument is so irrational that it almost seems like a waste of time to even consider it. Yet, I've been asked about it several times, even before Limbaugh's most recent use of it. And I haven't been a regular listener to his show since the early Clinton years. One of my faithful readers happened to tune in to this particular episode and notified me about his latest pathetic attempt to justify the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. After reading the transcript, I thought of six things that I would say in response to this argument. I'm sure that others will have probably come up with more, but since I was just asked about it, and since many of his loyal ditto heads will now accept and parrot his argument, I thought I'd make mine public. First, why highway deaths? Why not compare the number of dead U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan to the number of deaths in the U.S. resulting from dog bites or drowning in the bathtub or getting caught in a piece of machinery? Well, the answer should be obvious. War proponents need a high number so as to discount the number of dead U.S. soldiers. Second, does this mean that if 43,000 U.S. soldiers were to die in Iraq and Afghanistan because it's one more than were killed in auto accidents, 43,444, that troop losses would suddenly be too high? Or does it mean that if 43,442 soldiers were to die because it's one less, that troop losses would be acceptable? Third, if the number of highway deaths is the standard for this war, then what about previous wars? We lost 405,000 U.S. soldiers in the Good War, World War II. I suppose that since troop losses in World War II exceeded traffic deaths, then we should say that World War II was an unjust war. Fourth, if the number of highway deaths is the standard for war, what about future wars? Can we say that as long as traffic deaths exceed battle deaths by at least one, that any amount of troop losses is acceptable? Fifth, how comforting this highway deaths argument must be to a mother or father who just lost a son. How it must console a grieving wife who just lost her husband. How it must assuage or the anguish of a child who just lost his father, all these in car accidents. Defenders of Bush's wars wouldn't use such a ridiculous, irrational argument if it was their son or grandson who was killed.
Right, I was thinking to myself, I wonder where Russia's kids are fighting in Afghanistan or Iraq.
And finally, most traffic deaths in the United States were accidents and couldn't be prevented. That's why we use the term auto accident, but the death of every single U.S. soldier killed in a battle in Iraq and Afghanistan, including those who died from disease and accidents, was preventable. Every death was preventable because there was no reason for the United States to launch into these wars in the first place. The shedding of blood of even one American isn't worth anything good that has supposedly happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's supporters and defenders of Bush's wars who are anti-American. Real patriots don't want to see even one American used as cannon fodder for the state. Real patriots want their country to be admired and not scorned. Real patriots want their country to be a blessing to the world instead of a curse. Rush is wrong. Cindy Sheehan's son gave his life for a lie. He was bushwhacked. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. So you're saying Rush isn't a real patriot?
Yeah.
Well, I'll diddle that.
What's up, man?
No, you guys had something mentioned on your, I think it was Wednesday show. It was the first time you guys were on in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah. Yes.
There was somebody who called in to mention this thing, the Second Life thing.
Second Life, right? The internet game, yes.
Right, it's a kind of like a weird VR reality. Well, it sounded interesting, so myself and Torgo, both being the diligent Free Talk Live co-host people that we are, decided to hop in and find out what this thing was all about.
Ah.
And it's really neat, and I would recommend people check it out. In there, the Free State Project people have set up this, like, lounge area, and they've now added a TV that can play. It plays Free State Project videos if you go in there. If you go into this lounge area, it's going to be playing these Free State Project videos. It plays Free Talk Live. There's, like, couches.
Awesome.
They're adding things like, I guess they were just talking about a whiteboard. And there's lots of people there who are all calling themselves porcupines and have their own little avatars and...
Yeah, I was reading, Jason is the guy that called in about that. He's the guy that sort of put all this together. I was reading one of his posts on the Free Talk Live BBS, and he's pointing out that because they've got this sort of area that they've created, and that because people are hanging out there listening to Free Talk Live, there are other people in Second Life, and there's hundreds of thousands of people in this game, that come nearby and notice something going on, and they'll come over to see what's happening. Great way for them to get introduced to Free Talk Live and the Free State Project all
and
at once.
And supposedly there's a way to create a store in there, so I'm thinking about doing that as well.
Awesome.
In the real merchandise in the real world and the virtual world.
Well, keep us up to date on what's going on there. I want to get in there myself one of these days, but I want to get all unpacked and settled in here.
Yeah,
in the
of course.
But it sounds neat. I really want to check it out. Thanks, Johnson. Hey, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the show. In between now and then, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.